The state Democratic Party says there were 11 sites around the state that held midnight gatherings to kick off the recall effort. Therese Thomas Boyd led about 30 petition signers and some chanting at a campaign office on the northwest side of Milwaukee. Dr. Reggie Adams signed the recall petition. He says Governor Walker is too divisive.
I mean, you talk about wanting to work with people on one hand, and on the other hand, he's not working with anybody except his own party, and I think that's not a good way to run the state of Wisconsin.
Adams says rather than waiting and trying to defeat Walker if he runs for re-election in 2014, it's good to make use of the recall option now. Democrats hope there are more than 540,000 people who agree with Adams, because that's how many valid signatures the recall drive needs to collect in the next 60 days. While some question the ability of the effort to reach that goal, petition signer Michelle Bryant takes inspiration from the state capitol marches earlier this year.
I think if 100,000 plus people showed up in Madison in some bitter weather conditions, I think that the 500,000 plus is very doable.
Governor Walker is already fighting back with a new television ad promoting his record. He plans to spend $300,000 on advertising just this week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.